Sechte Gitten. First Mishnah starts off. Hanevi get b'mdinas hayom. If a shliach comes and brings a get from Medinas Hayom, b'mdinas hayom means the other side of the ocean, which means outside Eretz Yisrael. Like the first Rashi says, kol chutz loretz, any land outside Eretz Yisrael, korelei Medinas Hayom. That's called b'mdinas hayom, that means over the ocean. Bar mi bovel, excluding bovel, k'diyom alakamon. Like we'll see later, Bovel has the same halacha like Eretz Yisrael. We'll see in the Gemara the reason why. Because they knew the halacha is over there, and the shayaras were mitzuyas. People used to travel very often from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. But excluding Bovel, kol chutz loretz has this new takonim midrabonin that if a man wants to send his wife a get, and the man is in chutz loretz, and he's sending a get now where to his wife, she's someplace else, whether she's in another Medina in Chutz Loretz, or whether she's in Eretz Yisrael, so when the Shliach now comes from Chutz Loretz to give the get to the wife, so the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, that Tzorech Sheyoyma Befonai Nechtav Befonai Nechtam. The Shliach has to say over to the Edim, when he gives the get over, we'll see in the Gemara exactly in front of how many people he has to give the get, but he has to say then that Befonai Nechtav, in front of me, this get was written, or before Nechtam, in front of me, this get was signed. In other words, he knows that the get was written and signed, kedas, kedin, the way it's supposed to be. That's this new takonim of the Rabbonim. Like Rashi says, Tzorech ha-shliach ha-mevi'oi loyma. The shliach that brings the get has to say. The time of Rashi says, before the Gemara, we'll explain the reason in the Gemara. For shliach there, Rashi says, this type of a shliach, this messenger here, is habal asu. We're talking about that the husband made the shliach. Shliach lohaylocha. And that's called the shliach lohaylocha. When the husband has to get written up, and he wants to send it to his wife, so when he makes a shliach, that's called a shliach lohaylocha, to take the get and give it over to his wife. On such a shliach, there's the takona he has to say, before nechtam. Ma'ashenke and the shliach lekabolo, which means, let's say the wife makes a shliach that he goes to the husband, and when the husband gives over the get to the shliach, right away the get is chal, it's considered like the husband is giving it to his wife, then we don't have this takona. Hey, this takona is only when the husband gives over the get is not finished yet. Like here, a shliach lohaylocha means that this shliach has to take it and give it over to his wife. When is the get finished? When the get comes in the hand of the wife. That's when there's a takana to say before nechtav. Ma'ashenken, if the wife would make a shliach, so when the shliach now goes to the husband, and the husband gives him the get is chal right away, then we do not have to say before nechtav. And we'll see the reason later on. I think the Ran says one reason is, because we're afraid mainly that the husband later is going to have charata, feel bad he gave a get, and is going to come in tain and argue that he didn't write a good get. He's going to come in meorer and make trouble. So we say that's only if the husband did not finish off the get. But when the husband gives the get, either to his wife directly, or else to a shliach that the wife makes, that's called a complete get. If the husband did that, then we're not afraid that later on he'll feel bad and come to complain. We're only afraid that the husband will come and complain later if the get right now is not finished. Like Rashi says, the case is that the husband is making a shliach now to take this get and give it to his wife. Now the get is not finished until the get comes into her hand. So up until now, from this time on, when the husband gave it over, until the time later when it's going to be take place, it could be the husband has charata, feels bad he gave her a get, and it'll come later to be ma'arur, to argue, and say the get was no good. That's why there's such a takana, that right now the shliach has to know about it, and has to say, before nechta. And we'll see all this in the Gemara. Then the Gemishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel says, Af ha-mevi, min ha-rekim min ha-cheger. Even if somebody brings a get that was written in Rekim and Cheger, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say, before nechtam. And the Torah speaks about, even though Mashma, there were Jews living there, but still you have to say, before nechtam. And the Chiddush is, even though it's close to Eretz Yisrael, but still is considered outside in Chutz Laretz, so Gamliel says, you have to say before Nechtem. We'll see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Gamliel. Then Rabbi Eliezer, he says even a bigger Chiddush, that Afilu Mekfar Ludum Lud. Even if you bring the get that was written in Kfar Ludum, that's where the husband was, and the Shliach now is bringing the get to Lud, which is the neighboring town, and Rashi says, even though Lud is in Eretz Yisrael, and Kfar Lud, that's outside Eretz Yisrael, but it's very, very close to Eretz Yisrael. That's why they even have the same name. Still, since it's called from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Shliach has to say, Befone Nechtem, Befone Nechtem. And we'll see in the Gemara this. Now, the Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Einoi Tzorach Sheyomer. You don't have to say, Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam. Like, when do we have this new takono? When the Shliach comes and gives the get to the wife, that the Shliach has to add and say, he saw the way the get was written and signed in front of him. Ela only, Hamevi Mimedinas Hayom, if the get is brought from a city in Chutz Loretz, outside Eretz Yisrael, V'hamoylech. So it's a question if they're coming to argue on the Tanakhama, or if he's coming to explain, but he's adding V'hamoylech. It has the same halacha. Let's say the husband was living in Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote up the get in Eretz Yisrael, and his wife was in Chutz Loretz. So he had the get sent now from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz. That's called V'hamoylech. They're taking the get away from Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Shliach still has to say, Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. Even though the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and there the Beki and Lishma, still there's a loy plug, there's the Rabbanu Nikalocha, that the Shliach still has to say, Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. This also we'll see in the Gemara. Exactly what the Machlokes between the Chachamim and the Tanakhana is. If there is a Machlokes, or is only coming to explain the Tanakhama. But that's what the Chum are adding on. Not only if the get was written in Chutz Loretz in America, but even if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael, and the wife is living in America, so they have to send the get now to Chutz Loretz, still the Shliach has to say, Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. Now, V'hamevi Mimedina Lemedina B'medina Fayom. That's also, if you take it from one city to another city in Chutz Loretz, like from L.A. to New York, is also Tzorach Sheyomar Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. When the Shliach comes now to New York to give over the get that was written in California, so the locker is when the Shliach comes and gives the get to the wife in New York, he has to say over there that it was Befonei Nechtam, in front of me this get was written, or Befonei Nechtam, and in front of me the get was signed. Now, we have Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, Afilo mehagmunya lehagmunya. Even from one ruling to another ruling. In other words, almost like you have like in Germany, East Germany and West Germany, that Rashi said the Gemara Meforish, Ir Achat, it's one city really. Shehoye bo shnei hagmunim, they had two governors. Umakpidim zeh zeh, and they were in war like they were makpid, they didn't let the people travel from one to another. Shloyeo bnei hagmunya zu nechnosim lechaverto. The people under this ruler did not go to the people under the other ruler. So even though this city was in an Eretz Yisrael, still you have to say Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. That's from Shimon Gamliel's Chiddush. And we'll also see in the Gemara exactly why. But that's his Chiddush that Afilu mehagmunya lehagmunya. That means it's one big city, but you have two different rulers. On one side, on the east and west, has different rulers. So Loch Riz, if a get was written on the east side, and it was sent over to the west side, the Shliach now has to say, Befonei Nechtam, Befonei Nechtam. Even though it was written in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So obviously we'll see in the Gemara, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the reason is not because of Beki and Lishma, but rather whether it's the Shayoris or Metsuyis. Does people travel there or not? Since here people do not travel from the east to the west, therefore they have to say Befonei Nechtam. We'll see this all in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, Meirekem lemizrach verekem kemizrach. Rabbi Yehuda is giving the boundaries, what's the last city or the first city right outside Eretz Yisrael? Like to know, that's called on the east side of Eretz Yisrael is Rekem. And this city, Rekem, is kemizrach, is considered like outside Eretz Yisrael. That's the first city on the east side that's called outside Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we have a get that was written in Rechem, so you have to say before the Nechtam, before the Nechtam. That's like the boundary, that's the first city on the east side of Chutz Loretz of Eretz Yisrael. Me'ashkelon Ladorim, on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, it's Ashkelon. Ve'ashkelon Kedorim, and Ashkelon itself also is considered like outside Eretz Yisrael. That's the first south city on the south of Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, Reb Yudu Aymer Merekim LeMizrach means Merekim Atzayf Oilam LeMizrachay Have Medina Sayam. From this eastward is considered Chutzla Medina Sayam. VeRekim Atzma Nidoynas KeMizrach Oilam VeLoy Keres Yisrael. And this Rekim is also considered like Chutzlaretz. Therefore, VaMevi Merekim, if you bring a get that was written in Rekim, it's Sorach Loimem Fona Nechtam. Before an echtam, the shliach has to say that it was written and signed in front of him. V'chein kulam, that's pshat in all these things. That these are the gvul, these are the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and this city itself is considered like Chutz Loretz. As Rashi says, on the yom, on the west side, we don't have to say the boundary, because that was the yam ha-godol, that was the gvul of the yom of the west side. Then the Mishnah says, me'akul etzofon, V'yaku Ketzofen. What about the north side of Eretz Yisrael? The first city outside was called Aku. And Aku itself was also considered like Chutz Loretz. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Tosfos asked the Kasha here, that Tosfos asked the question, Ashkelon Kedorim, Tosfos asked the Kasha, Hikshra Ben Atam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisraeli. That Lechura here, now Mishnah's Mashma, Ashkelon is the first city outside Eretz Yisrael. And Tezeth Ashkelon is from Eretz Yisrael. Like we have Sukkim in Eretz, in Yoshua, that says that they conquered Ashkelon. So first Tezeth's answer is that the Kivshei Mitzrayim, Oile Mitzrayim conquered it, but for like Kivshu Mole Bovel, the people that went up on the base of Mikdash Hasheni, they did not conquer Ashkelon. And Tosfos says, "Lochein ein tamid chachamim mitzuyim shom." Even though it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but there were no tamid chachamim living there. And v'yein bote dinim kavuyin shom. They did not have a bezdin there. And therefore, it has the halacha like Chutz Loretz. That's why a get that was written in Ashkelon, you have to say before an echdim. Then Tosfos goes on and asks the kasha of a kasha. The rekim the cheger is also here at Samashma from Chutz Loretz. Another psukim of Mashmitz from Eretz Yisrael, and even the early Bovel also conquered it. So therefore, Tais Teretz is, first of all, time once said that it was half and half. Half of Aku was in Eretz Yisrael, and half of Aku was in Chutz Loretz. Therefore, both things are true. But I call upon him, the Reedem wants to say another Teretz, and he wants to say that even if these things were considered part of Eretz Yisrael, still, you would have to say before an Echtam. And the Reed says, the Fishu b'soif ha'gvul. It was at the end of the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. The Rochok me'iko yish of Eretz Yisrael. And it was away from the main inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. Or muflug me'ne yeshivos abotadinim. It was far away from the yeshivas and bezdin. For chen yesh lataz ka b'yeshkel, same thing b'yeshkelein. So Kitzur Tosfos learns that even the parts of Eretz Yisrael itself, it was at the end of the boundary that they were not bote dinam kavuyim there, and they were not tamidei chachamim kavuyim there, they were not vikiyim lishmo, and even from that part also can have halacha like Chutz Loretz that you have to say before the nechtam, before the nechtam. In other words, Eretz Yisrael here from our Mishnah does not go bosa the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael itself, exactly what's called Eretz Yisrael and what's not called, but rather what nageya to gittin is, where was the yishuv? Where did the Jews live there? To say that they were b'kiyam l'shma, they know the halachas, and people travel back and forth. That's called like Eretz Yisrael. But a place that's outside the boundary, even though it has kedushas Eretz Yisrael, vilchis gittin, it could be considered like Chutz Loretz, that still we have the takana of before the nechta. That's the Reis Teretz. Right, the Mishnah goes on to say, Rabbi Meir says no, Aku is Keretz Yisrael a Gittin. That Aku has a locha like Eretz Yisrael. If a get was written in Aku and then sent to another city in Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say before an Echtem. Now, Hanevi get Eretz Yisrael, if a get was written in Eretz Yisrael itself, let's say it was written in Yerushalayim, and you want to send it to Bnei Brak, the locha is Einoit Tzorach Sheyoyma Befona Nechta Befona Nechta. Then the Shliach, again, the husband made a Shliach. The husband was living in Yerushalayim, and his wife was living in Bnei Brak. So he wrote a get up in Yerushalayim, and he's sending it now with the Shliach to bring it to his wife in Bnei Brak. So the locha is the Shliach. When he gives over the get to his wife, he does not have to say Befona Nechta Befona Nechta. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly why not. How come only in Chutz Loretz and not in Eretz Yisrael? Now the Mishnah says though, but v'im yesh olav oirim, if there are people now that are coming and complaining against the get, that are saying that the get is mezuyif, that's the way Rashi learns in the Mishnah, v'im yesh olav oirim, Rashi learns, shehabal ma'arur shu mezuyif, like even in Eretz Yisrael, if the get was written up in Yerushalayim, and the Shliach brought it to Bnei Brak, and later on, the husband comes to Bnei Brak and complains and says, that get that was given to my wife was mezuyif, was forged. The yedim are not true. It's not a good get. The locha is, we believe the husband. And the locha is, then the get becomes puzzle, or unless, yiskayim b'chaysamuch, unless we have a kiyim hashtar, then the husband, or else the wife, I mean, has to come and bring edim that they recognize the signatures of the shtar, and they could be meyer that no, these signatures were not forged, but rather they were signed by the regular edim. That's called kiyum shtaris. So Taisa speaks out, even though usually the halacha is by mumnis, by regular shtar, the rabbanim say you always have to have kiyum. Whenever you give over a shtar to somebody else, any type of a document, and the Ra'idim signed on it, we always have to have Kiyim right away. You can't collect. In other words, that's the klal of that Taininim, that Bezdin themselves opens their mouth and they Tainin, they complain that maybe this get is no good. And with Matzrich, we tell them that they have to have Kiyim right away. But over here, Tosfos says, Mishumiguna Akilu Barabonin. But by Gittin, in order that the wife should not remain an igun, in order that the wife should be able to get remarried, the rabbanu will make all over here, and there was samech that when the shtar, the get, is given over to her, the get most probably is a kosher get, and we leave the get alone, we let her remarry. Only if the husband comes later and he complains, and he says, no, there's something wrong with this get, the edim were forged, it wasn't a good get, then we have to go down to look into the get and be mekayim to get signatures, get edim, or else we could check out the signatures from another shtar to make sure they were kosher edim. But if the husband does not complain, that's the halacha kula by gittin, that mishumiguna kilo barabonin. Mishum by gittin, the rabbanu will make it to say, even before we have a kiyum haget, still she is allowed to remarry because of this get. You could be samech on the shtar itself. That's what our Mishnah says. The kids said that there's a new takona that if a get was written in Chutz Loretz, or else according to Chachamim, even if it was written in Eretz Yisrael, but it was sent to Chutz Loretz, there's a new takona the shliach has to say, before na nechtam, before na nechtam. In front of me it was written and signed. Mashenkin, if the get was written and given over in Eretz Yisrael itself, there's no takona. The shliach does not have to say over before an nechta, before an nechta. Now the Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason, how come if the get was written in Chutz Loretz, is there this new takona that the shliach has to say before an nechta, before an nechta? What's the reason? So Rabbi Omar,